Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton Tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry. Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Get it up.
Sweet.
Get it up. Get it. It's one of those shows, because that's kind of what they were doing in this. But yeah, so I can get the review up onto the interwebs and then do the cantina later.
How much fun. All right.
Loads of fun, Nick. Hit it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, where Yay, he's eating grapes. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. It's a good day. We got an episode of a Marvel show that unless Kyle disagrees with Danny and Jonesy, I think we all enjoyed. She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. Episode one. I know, and we'll find out. That's the tease. Of course, I'm with Kyle, and you're listening or watching us. You can watch us on YouTube. You can listen to us on the Genre Podcast Network. Genreverse Podcast Network. Woo! Wherever you find, whatever your favorite audio streaming. I always call it streaming, but that's about TV these days. Wherever you listen to your podcasts and probably your stream, your music and stuff as well. So with that, we're going to start with a spoiler-free version of the first episode of She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, which is the first project since... Thor the last thing? No, Miss Marvel and Thor overlap. No.
Yeah. They overlap their last week.
Cool. Kyle.
You want me to go first?
Sure, Mr. Gio.
Hold on. I'm having mayhem with some grapes.
Geek god. Like, just someone should be feeding you grapes. Instead of Greek god. Geek god. Instead of Greek god. So it sounded like a pun, but that was me.
Nice.
Messing up my words.
Now that we got some, what is it called, ASMR of me eating grapes and some wonderful footage here on YouTube, what did I think of She-Hulk?
Are you eating green grapes? It's kind of perfect.
Well, sir, I liked it. There's a lot to like, and that's a Ren and Stimpy joke for people that might not know. There's a lot to like in this show. I can see where a lot of people might have some issues, and there's some things that I think people need to get over, and other things that I completely understand where they might have some issues. But overall, this was a really funny show, and it's potentially going to be that palate cleanser that we need. A lot of people might be like, well, Thor was incredibly funny and you weren't as high up on that. Well, that's because it had something before it that was better balanced. Thor Love and Thunder was severely unbalanced, and that was its issue. This is a brand new thing that's setting its own tone, so I don't really have a lot to compare it for as far as its tone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I would agree. There's Guardians, there's Thor, but this is a whole different type of humor. Mm-hmm. That we're seeing from the MCU, which is fun, but it does feel unique. It doesn't feel like you're just watching a Guardians movie or a Thor movie.
Yeah, and
almost more clever. I don't know if that's the right word.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's more clever. If anything, a lot of its jokes are very, very dependent on blunt force over the head type. You know, it's very, very pun and very, very slapsticky. So I wouldn't. Not that it's not clever. Not that it's bad. I just wouldn't consider it clever. It's very run-of-the-mill comedy, but it's embracing what it is. Overall, I think we're in for mostly a treat. I will say My biggest issue will be the effects, and that is not necessarily the effects team's fault. As we've learned, Marvel's had some issues with its VFX department, but it is the fault of the people involved in making it at the top. She-Hulk's texture, while better, still looks way off. You've got a very, very, you know, well-used and well-oiled model for Smart Hulk or Professor Hulk, whatever you want to word it. His texture,
you never get to pick
pores,
your own name.
Skin, all of that is more developed. She-Hulk looked better when she had gotten kind of beat up and had dirt and stuff on her, and it gave her skin more texture. But other than that, man, and some of the motion capture, like animation, like things look more stiff on her than Hulk, even though Banner Hulk definitely had some animations that were more choppy than what I would have preferred. Overall, it's fun. It's got a good fight scene between cousins, and arguing cousins is always a fun thing, a fun trope. If you've had any good or half decent relationships with cousins, you've probably almost come to blows like that at least once, and afterwards, you know, hugged it out or
not
drank it out, depending
blows,
on the
though.
Age. But Jesus, Nick, what is this, an anime?
No,
come on,
I was talking about Hulks throwing each other around.
Sure, you were. God, you're such a perv, and you
maybe
don't even
your
watch
mind's
anime,
in the
and yet you know, and
maybe
yet you know everything
gutter,
about it.
That's not
I think,
what I meant.
I think you're a closet anime fan. Anyways, Nick, what did you think of episode one?
I really, really enjoyed it.
Is it the greatest Marvel thing ever, Nick?
No, it's really good. It's because we really haven't seen them do sitcom on, not sitcom, but a lot of comedy on the TV side. I would say the closest is Miss Marvel, then maybe Hawkeye. Because, it was 30 minutes for WandaVision, but past the facade of each episode is a different time period of sitcom. It was really almost a horror show, like when she doesn't save the guy at first in the first
that
episode.
Points. Yeah.
But this felt super refreshing. I would say it is closest in tone, even the movie side, to Miss Marvel. It was a lot better done. And I don't have as big a complaints about her design. I agree some of the movements were choppy because we're still not working with movie budgets. But I watched the Corridor Crew video. They're really good at special effects, and they analyze special effects, and they make their own stuff, like the fake video with them beating the crap out of a Boston Dynamics robot, which everyone thought was cruel and real. And then they're like, oh, here's how we did it, because we're the guys who made that. They brought up a good point that a female model of a CGI Hulk would look a lot more smooth and almost, I don't know what the right word is, almost look more like
okay,
a toy
well
from
then,
Toy Story.
Hold on, for that argument, then I'll immediately bring up all of the stuff that was brought up about Aloy in Horizon Forbidden West and how they increased the fidelity and detail of her textures, including making sure she had fine hairs on her face because, guess what? Human females do. I'm not saying the Corridor Crew doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, but there you go are two conflicting things of basically, we want you to accept that this is glorious because women, and that's okay. That's okay if that's what they want to. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. But I
probably also a couple hundred million different in budget. You need to finish my thought.
Potentially.
But that game costs way more than this show.
It upsets me because so many people want it to be free of criticism. And I was just going to point out, anyone that would be like, well, female, smoother. Yeah, smoother. But smooth? No. I mean, I live with a female. I'm married. I sleep next to her every night. I'm in her face all the time. And man, women sure do look a lot smoother than most males, but they're not that smooth. And when you Hulk up, Hulk out, they kind of set a precedence. People can try to explain it away all they want, but the point is that budget and according to VFX artists themselves, constant changing and nitpicking last moment orders really from Marvel really affects their final projects. So it's fine to say that it doesn't look that good.
I mean, I think it looks fine. I'm not saying it looks great, but the main point I was trying to make before you completely bashed in the argument that I haven't made yet was the main reason they can get Hulk to look better is, yeah, men have hairier arms. There's stubble all over the face. You know, there's just a lot more detail in a male face. And yeah, everyone has little hairs all over their face. And you know, women still have arm hair and pores.
Wrinkles.
But
blemishes.
Yeah.
Freckles. But all things Tatiana Maslany. I'm sorry if I misplaced the S and the L there.
She's great.
All too. Things she actually has. And yeah, she is great. And she deserved a much better mocap and facial animations. And like I said, it's not necessarily the effects artists themselves' fault. But yeah, there's issues there.
I was just one of my other points I was going to say is this looks worlds better than whatever they were doing with Falcon and the Winter Soldier for a lot of it. Like, they've gotten better with their special effects, I feel. Like, we got one giant fight sequence with, you know, the helicopters and stuff. And then you watch the rest of the show and they're like, yep, that was their budget was the opening scene.
I thought the final stuff with,
yeah, they
with
spent money
Falcon,
on that too.
Yeah, Falcon as Captain America finally, you know, flying around as Cap. I thought that was pretty good. But yeah, that's really the only nitpick I could have.
So that's all let's do you want to give it a grade since it's just an episode
sure,
or something?
We can grade episode by episodes.
A. Not A+, not A-. I enjoyed the hell out of it, even if the special effects weren't as good as a video game that would have cost probably triple the show.
I don't know. I don't know what the budgets of them. Like I said, it's just funny how one, it's like, no, women are textured and we should definitely have that. Two, no, women are smooth. We don't need texture. I don't buy the two realities existing at once. But regardless, an A from Nick. I definitely wouldn't give it an A. I would say this is a good B+ from me. Why wouldn't it be an A? Well, one, it's very jarring for the MCU in general. So it's kind of like it doesn't quite flow yet, but that's only because it's the origin story.
It's literally right. The first half hour.
It's
of
only
movie.
It's only the first episode, and first episodes rarely are A's for me. I mean, they're all the anime that we watch. Rarely do we come out of a first episode being like, oh, that is just golden. They're usually in the B's because there's a lot of pacing issues. For a 30 minute episode, I felt all 30 minutes of this episode. Not that it was awful or painful, but I was definitely aware of the time.
A little bit. I felt longer than 30 minutes, and I was kind of like, I want to get back to the lawyer world. I get they're doing all this Hulk training and letting us see two Hulk smash each other. But
and some of the, hey, Jennifer's different than Bruce moments went on again too long. So that's why I'm going to give it a good B+. It's a good B+ for me. I was kind of ranging from B to B+, and then I remembered how when I was laughing, I was laughing hard and how much I really enjoyed that. So A from Nick, B+ from Kyle.
All right.
Spoiler time.
Spoilers. A movie hasn't done since the original movie, which is fun.
Yeah.
And she figures it out better, or she's just continuously clapping.
Well, again, it's different. So that was one of the biggest things, and where like I said, I can see where some people are going to have some issues is with the whole male versus female thing. And I think the writers were very well aware that they weren't trying to say one is better than the other, because she and him both use the term different. He at first, when she's like, oh, so I'm better than you, you know, joking as cousins would, jabbing at each other. Later on, she uses it again. He's like, you know, you and I are this. She's like, no, we're different. And that's the whole key. And I think a lot of people out in the general audience might just be seeing a gender thing. And Marvel, let's admit it, 90% of people do not like the A-Force moment in Endgame, including a shit ton of females.
It was just sloppy compared, as we discussed, the Mandalorian.
Right,
the female Mandalorians come together.
Exactly. And yet you've got, and so you're going to have people that are going to have that in the back of their mind. And anytime they see anything relatively pro female in Marvel, they'll think it's another, in-game A-Force moment. No, this was about the differences between the two. You know, Jennifer, Bruce is Bruce. Their experiences are different. Their Hulk out is different. And, that ability to accept that and move on and still be able to support each other, help each other, you know, what may need to be. I enjoyed that. I can see, like I said, some of those scenes kind of lingered on too long where you're like, yeah, we got it. She's different and as capable in different ways as Bruce. But I don't think this is a, a 30-minute A-Force episode at all. I think it was great. The other thing, speaking of the spoilers that I said, we kind of knew about this early on, and that's the origin of her ability, or origin of her Hulk
yes,
powers.
So, I was wondering how they would translate into the MCU.
In the comics, I cannot remember for the life of me if it was during one of Bruce's where he thought he was cured and he gives her the very, very original. Yeah, I don't remember if it was one of those moments, but it always stuck in my mind. Even if he was in a moment where he didn't think he had Hulk, Bruce would have never, especially MCU Bruce, who's still dealing with Hulk stuff, would never
intentionally blood.
Give blood to someone. So I always thought it needed to be some sort of accident, something. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, on online, not a lot, but enough that it hit Twitter, cesspool that place is. And I'm on there too. I love a shit bath like everyone else. But there were people that are, oh, you're taking away the man helping the woman. No. It would have been stupid for Bruce, one of the most brilliant minds on Earth, you know, being like, here, let me give my you know, deadly blood to someone. No, that's not what he would do. So I was absolutely fine with the slight changes they made to her origin. It matches with what they teased in The Incredible Hulk with the leader having blood drip on his head.
Yeah.
Yep. So
I forgot that was blood. Yeah.
And I think this is even a callback and might even be foreshadowing something dealing with the leader. And Bruce was warning her, get away. I'm bleeding. Get away. I'm bleeding. So as far as those, the things that I think most people would kind of like want to get nitpicky about, one of them, I think they went on too long, but I don't think it's necessarily a gender thing. I think it's just a Bruce versus Jennifer thing. And then the whole origins, it makes more sense because, man, Bruce would be a fucking idiot. Sorry about the F-bomb. An idiot if he gave blood to anyone right now. Yeah. Like
this was a cool accident that made it. Like,
yeah.
When she cut her arm, I'm like, sweet. Like, this fixes it without having to have an episode of her, like, being sick and, like, needing blood. No, they did it in, like, first 3 minutes of the flashback after she, you know, talks to the camera for the first time. And he's like, before we get into our silly lawyer comedy, like, let me tell you the stuff you want to know, like, show you Hulks. And I love the talking to the camera thing. No, Deadpool did not invent that. She-Hulk's been around longer, and She-Hulk has always talked to the camera.
There's also been other fourth wall breaking comic moments.
Yeah, but because a lot of people are going to be like, oh, now it's copying Deadpool's success. And it's like, no. And in fact, I doubt it's on this show. That would be a delightful surprise. But I cannot wait to have her in a scene with Deadpool eventually. And one of them, like, she talks to the camera and Deadpool's like, what? You can see them too?
Yeah.
Like,
that would be
we funny. Have to get that down the line. I love that connectivity to the MCU, though we don't know who she's trying yet, do we, in the trial? The person was not in. There was not in the
that,
room.
Not in that particular room. Not that I
know. Based on the ads, she will later be representing Abomination and other superheroes. Yeah. And there's rumors they'll talk more about the Sokovia Accords, which they kind of hinted at in this. They were charging someone who used vast amounts of money, kind of sounded like a Stark and caused damage because of it, even though he thought he was doing the right thing.
Like a speech you could give about any number of
conglomerates,
CEOs, or politicians. So I don't know if it was necessarily someone with powers, like superpowers, but it seemed like power as in money or influence, but who knows? I don't know. I didn't recognize the face.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I recognized the guy who was sitting there, who we know based on the trailer is going to recruit her. I think I recognize his face from a different show, not from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I liked a lot of the, this is really integrated into the MCU in a way. Like, that's more than Avengers Con or an Avengers musical. Like we get a destroyed Iron Man helmet. He talks a lot about him and Tony building the lab. And there's a lot of sadness where he's like, Tony always said he'd come and take the lab back, you know. Or it's like, there's sadness there.
He was always worried about it, yeah.
Yeah, and then I love the joke, because this is something I think the first Spider-Man addressed better than any other superhero movie at the time, where he's not given his name, and Smart Hulk talks about that. He's like, you don't really get to pick your superhero name, like, I'm Smart Hulk. But then she's like, you keep using it. You keep saying it yourself.
I wish you would have said something like, I preferred Professor Hulk, but they didn't.
That would have been
funny. They wouldn't have they didn't use it. Yeah.
I don't think they ever said that aloud.
No.
Yeah. I love the who will protect the world if not us? Almost with great power comes great responsibility line. Cause this is like, she's like, is that a comic book quote?
Yeah. And it might even be an old Avengers or Hulk quote, maybe. I'm not sure. I could see them putting something very, very meta into that.
And then, of course, the post-credit sequence.
funny.
confirming that he's not a virgin and ending with the classic first two Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
Not with their heads up, which is like, he's not a virgin. Like, almost like she's probably going to say, fuck yes, or something. Like, I knew it.
She was going to be Captain America.
Oh, that, like, and of
that
course
he
she,
does. Like, he oh, okay. he screws. Like, he got some.
Yeah, and she also commented on his ass, which is a funny reference to.
Yes, to Endgame. America's ass. It is America's ass.
I love the meta. They just like Captain Marvel, they kind of addressed the toxic fans who were like voting the show down before it even came out.
Really?
Where she has a line where she's like, she makes out like incompetent men are always explaining stuff to her, and it's kind of like all these geeks are explaining the show to the writer and stuff like that. It's like, man, it's like, you know, just being a woman in that world, it's like, that's exactly why the fanboys are voting it down, is because they're like, a lot of them don't even know She-Hulk's a character in the comic. They're just like, you can't just make a male character a female.
I have not seen that myself once. And
I've seen that
If you do, please send it to me, because those would be fake fans, and I'd gatekeep them as much as I would anyone else 10, 20 years ago when you could gatekeep.
And then, do you want to discuss
something? Curiosities about the Sakaar ship and something else.
I recognized the ship immediately, by the way. It wasn't like one of those things where you're like, which alien ship is that again? I was like, shit, that's from Sakaar. And just like Hulk's like, when you're Hulk, you have to deal with shit like that. Like, I'll have to deal with that later. You're like, maybe that might be on the show. It could be a tease for something, or we may never see it. But it almost felt like a tease for the show, depending on which villain direction we go. Or even Secret Wars.
I thought it might have been like Thor trying to send a message. Maybe.
I honestly have not seen the last Thor movie.
Yeah.
It's the only movie I haven't seen in theater. I'm waiting for Disney Plus just because I missed it. the other one was, she pauses when she's like, there's a hesitation when he's like, oh, you don't have anyone else in your head trying to drive the wheel? And she hesitates before she says no, absolutely. Whereas she never hesitates in any other scene. So there could be another side. And obviously, when she first changed, she had no control. She woke up not knowing where she was. So yeah. I think that's a hint towards something down the line in this series. Not the Sakaar thing may never come up again. It may come up and there's a rumor. I don't know. I just saw it as a rumor that Marvel gets the rights back to distribute Hulk movies from Universal in like a year or two.
I heard something similar.
Because that's why they haven't given Hulk a solo movie. Otherwise, they'd have to work with Universal.
Oh,
and Disney's like, nah, 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 nah.
I'm sorry, but World War Hulk was not that good of a story.
Well, I'm just, and they can't do a single Hulk independent film.
And I know apparently there are fans of it, which is fine. You're entitled to like garbage. There's lots of garbage that I like. Just accept that it's garbage, people. That's all I want. Just embrace the truth. It's okay to like trash.
Again, I liked Hulk's fighting. It was fun. And kill time for me for a second.
So when it comes to the Incredible Hulk's greatest stories, they already wasted Planet Hulk, and it's time to bring in Doc Samson. That's about all I got. And Rick, what's his name, or whatever that becomes A-bomb later on, but don't do A-bomb. Oh God, weren't we getting rumors at one point we were gonna get Red Hulk in this? I know
if they did the Thunderbolts and William Hurt, of course, was alive, but I think they would have done it. Because like I said, we've discussed this many times where it feels like we have different tent. I really hate the origin of both the Red Hulks because doesn't his girlfriend become a Hulk? It's just like they spent too much time with him and they became irradiated and was like, no, the other Avengers hulked out and they spent a lot of time with him. And I guess I didn't have another thought because I couldn't find it written down. So thank you for killing time, but I might be all hulked out. You have anything left to say?
No, man. I am here for the show. I am excited that it was not, you know, just awful, but I will say I was excited about Miss Marvel as well, and we all know how that turned out. So
I still like that show, but it has major issues. But yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we have a little bit of news to update you here on the Genreverse Podcast Network. We are doing new distribution for our podcast network. All of the shows that you guys like, including this one, are now available via Sounder. They're still being distributed to Google, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and several others. We will continue to support SoundCloud for the rest of this week and all of next week. The 26th will be the last date that we will upload directly to SoundCloud. So if you're listening on SoundCloud, please do use Sounder, Spotify, any of the others out there. Thank you guys for holding it down for the last couple of years. On to bigger and better things. So yeah, sounder.fm or genreverse.sounder.fm, or just search us if you go over to Sounder. I forgot to bring up our website, the YouTube channel. So thank you to all 390 current subscribers. Thank you very much for checking out all of the great content, like Anime Versal Reviews and AVR Squared, doing all the anime content you could ask for. Okay, not all of it, but enough. We've
as
got
as much
the daily...
as you can do.
Yeah,
like so many hours and so many shows.
Yes, and indeed, we've got the daily cup of genre and Breaking Geek holding down the everything in geek and entertainment news. Of course, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem does this, plus in between shows, we'll do Marvel news and rumors. The Cantina does Star Wars news and reviews. We'll be reviewing Andor when that starts next month. Probably I think it is for certain on Wednesdays, but anyways. And then, yeah, the Genre Shot trailer reactions are on the YouTube channel as well. And, of course, check out LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions, written articles, reviews, all sorts of great things. So, yeah, Nick, we're done.
Excelsior.
Enough said.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.